Welcome back to the Red River Cares podcast. I'm your host, Gina Burke. Today on the show, I have two-time guest, Richard Ackerman. Richard is Red River's Vice President of Workforce Development. He is joining the show today to talk about why workforce development is a must in business today, why it's a benefit to both the business and the individual, and he's kind enough to be a guinea pig on a new segment we are calling Rapid Fire Round. So with that, Richard, welcome to the show. Richard, welcome back to the Red River Cares podcast.
Hi, Gina. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
So excited to have you back. I think last time you were the first show we ever did where we had two guests at once. So that was a whole thing that we haven't done since because I think my brain wanted to explode by the end of that one. So I'm excited to have you on all by yourself today.
Yeah, no, this is a great topic and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
So if you can start just by telling the guests, you know, what is your role here at Red River? You lead our workforce development team. What is that all about? And what is your primary job function?
Yeah. So workforce development and educational services really kind of hand in hand. And I think about, you know, really kind of two approaches, the internal approach to our teams and different programs that we support. We collaborate on things like Think Smart and Academy, as an example. Really providing educational growth opportunities for, you know, the high school students with the Think Smart program and Academy, the newer employees. In a similar fashion, the educational services that we provide externally, whether it's to SLED, state, local, and education customers, or to federal and commercial customers, it's really about growing the knowledge and the skill set so that individuals can be more proficient at their jobs. And a lot of employers are really focused on using education right now as a way to attract employees, but also to grow and retain them, which is really important, especially in the market dynamics that we're experiencing today. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about that. So you're saying businesses are using education to attract and retain talent. Do you mean by training their employees? Do you mean by, like, I don't understand. Just explain it to me a little bit better.
Sure. So when you think about the realm of technology, right, and all the technology services that we provide, a lot of this stuff, it's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. And so one, any employee anywhere has to constantly be learning and constantly be growing, you know, your skill, your craft, whether it's marketing, whether it's finance, HR, what have you. Definitely the same applies in the technology realm, right? Whether you're buying, you're selling, you're delivering. And so the technology programs that we have really allow individuals to be up to date, perhaps be certified on the latest and greatest technologies. And that's really important for employers to make sure that their employees have the highest level of skills so that they can use really effectively and efficiently the technologies that they're deploying. And remember, that's all about benefiting and driving the business function, right? It's not technology for technology's sake. It's how are the technologies and the solutions really supporting the business or the mission ultimately that customers are delivering.
Okay, so I think I get it. So essentially your role in workforce development is taking our current employee base or potential employees, helping them continue their education so they can keep growing with the field of technology, which makes perfect sense. But then also taking these group of high school students, these younger generation that potentially could enter this technology world and get them the skills they need or get them excited about technology or just interested potentially in the field. So it's sort of like you're on both sides of the spectrum.
That's exactly right. That's really well said. Yeah.
Okay. We're all on the same page. Love that. So let's take it a step further. So why is this important? Why should a company think about adding workforce development as part of their business structure?
Well, we talk a lot about culture in organizations, right? And I think that's become more and more important over time and really relevant to the employees, especially a lot of the newer employees. That notion of, you know, not only is a company driving a product, a service, you know, whatever they're delivering, but how they're interacting, how they're driving, how they're the environment that their employees operate in and work in. And so it has become really important in almost like an added benefit, right? In the past, perhaps it was left to the manager or it was left to the individual to fend for themselves, but we don't really want it to be a reactive type of thing. We want it to be a proactive discussion. How are we helping to grow individuals? How are people learning more? How are they more capable? How are they growing in their kind of career path and journey? And if you're not driving that promotion and that growth, someone else is going to provide the care and feeding and the direction, and you're going to lose really talented employees. And so I think in this very, very competitive market that we're in, it's more important than ever. And again, it speaks to both sides of that coin, both internal as well as our external education with services that we provide. It's the same really driving factor, quite frankly.
Yeah, I definitely see it as an employee benefit. And it's just that investment in the career development of the people that work here and are potentially could work here, and just really setting them up for success as they continue their journey and just keeping up with like what's going on in the space and being current on their certifications or whatever it may be. So I guess I'm curious, and I know, you know, this is the state we're in, right, and of work, that we have to continue to provide these benefits and go that extra step for employees so they stay with us. So I guess I'm wondering, has this changed for you over the years? Like, are you doing more or different things than you've been doing a few years ago in the workforce development space because of the culture, the work culture we're in right now?
So I think yes, right? So if I go way back in history, you know, in the late 90s when I entered the workforce, I remember how much of a big deal it was to carve out a little bit of money to attend a class, to go after a certification. And that took months of process and time to get some dollars, you know, kind of available for you to do those things. And again, you know, dating myself, right, the late 90s, everything was in person. So fast forward, you know, to pre-pandemic times, there were a lot of online programs, a lot of good things that you could do. So whether it was attending, you know, a college or a university, right? SNU does a great job. They're one of our great partners with a really great online education experience. But also a lot of the technical training and certifications can be done online. So I think there's been a lot more opportunity for those types of things. And as a learner, right, and all of us are learners, if I want to go after my CCNA certification, let's say, but I don't have the time to stop my work schedule for 2 weeks to go to a boot camp, I could do it nights and weekends, you know, kind of in a self-paced with a cohort that I can collaborate with. So I definitely think the evolution of the online learning experience has really come into the forefront, and I don't think it's going away. That really enables the individual, because I don't need to stop what I'm doing for, you know, two or weeks or something like that. I can kind of do it at my own self-pace. So I think that's really an important thing that we've certainly experienced pre and post pandemic, a silver lining, if you will, the educational opportunities. It's said if you have access to the internet, you have access to education. And in general, that's a pretty appropriate saying.
Right. I'm curious, how are you measuring success? So how are you able to be like, yep, my job is working. Everything I'm doing is adding value to Red River, the company, and the people that we are working with.
Right. So very good question. One way is just simply how many individual learners are taking or participating in our classes. And we look at that metric both internally as well as externally. The next part of that equation is what are they achieving? And so think about a couple of different things, right? I like to think about degree, certification, experience, all of that driving the outcome, which is a really great career, right? And in many cases, it's a career either in or around IT. And so we look at internally how many new certifications that are aligned for individuals. And that's a really great benefit for us because it helps grow our partner programs, which is important in the world of selling and delivering and creating IT solutions. So that's important for us. And that drives other very positive metrics. Similar thing can be said externally. Do we have lots of participation of colleges, universities, high schools, even middle schools are aligning with a lot of our educational services. Not only that, but think about the end learners, right? Because we can go direct, whether it's DOD or commercial or things of that nature, even civilian agencies. So again, it's those that are participating, those that are attending the classes, and then ultimately the success rate of things like certifications in whatever content that you're teaching. We partner with a lot of our OEMs as we do a lot of external work. They've got really great programs. So like Cisco has TalentBridge, for example, right? AWS has a program where they're tracking those that get certifications, and there's really great alignment to employers like Red River, right? We can be in that portal to hire, and move people along in their career journey. So those are a number of the measures that we look at and the way that we kind of assess success and what we're going to do next.
Tell me, what do you, I guess I'm wondering, as an individual, why is this important for me to continue my education? What are you hearing from the people that are taking these certifications? Just how is this advancing their career, themselves personally? Why is this so important for someone on the individual level to think about continuing their education in one way or another?
So I want to talk about this in two different paths, right? I want to talk about, a newer employee or an employee, right, in their kind of career journey. But then I also want to step back and think about those that are still in school and maybe mm-hmm. thinking about what their career journey might be, right? So if I'm an employee or an employer, the more knowledgeable, the more skilled, the more certified my people are, right, and certification with experience, they're going to be more valuable to my internal and my external customers, right? So let's say we're doing a large Microsoft Office 365 migration. If my employees are well-trained and well-certified in that, there's probably a pretty good chance their knowledge is high, their ability to be effective and efficient at that deployment internally is going to be improved. And so the disruption to the team members, right, the integration with applications, all that should go much more effectively, much more smoothly. Externally, if you're selling those services, right, many of our contracts require that we have certified people, right? And so that's valuable for us in that, one, we can meet or exceed the requirements of the customers, and that helps us in delivering higher quality, maybe higher margin services. So happy customers create repeat customers, right? So in that avenue, it's constantly helping employees grow because it gives them new opportunities, new career opportunities, an opportunity to earn more money, right? Perhaps there's financial incentives, you name it. So that's a really, really important path. So that's an existing kind of an employee. When we think about our programs like Think Smart, so that's our extended learning opportunity program focused for high school students. We see that as the way I like to use that phrase, opening Pandora's box, right? Perhaps they've had access to things at home with friends or maybe at their school to work on IT systems. Perhaps it's their they're excited about gaming, or, you know, perhaps they've taken apart a computer and put that back together. We want to give them business and technology skills for them to think about the possibility to go to a 2 or a 4 year program to set them up for success, right? Really give them that solid foundation. And it's really designed to complement what they're getting at high school with more. And so the hands-on experience to, taking apart computer systems, creating cables, writing code, but also outside of the technology realm, you know, working in a cohort, kind of building and developing those soft skills that we take for granted that aren't. Financial literacy. We partner with our local bank, Claremont Savings Bank, for years, teaching students the difference between a debit card and a credit card, how to balance a checkbook, you know, things of that nature. That's now been mandated in the state of New Hampshire because it's such an important thing and things that we're missing out. So circling back, right, long answer to a very simple question. There's great opportunities for growth for the employee that benefits the employee in their career journey. And then the things that we do for new and career people, right? Like the Think Smart program is really great because it puts a lot of those students on a great trajectory so that they're building that foundation to have a great career and a good paying opportunity.
Yeah, I love it. I think, you know, like I've been taking grad classes using the Red River benefit of, you know, tuition reimbursement. And, you know, since 2020, about to graduate, get my master's. And it's really interesting being back at school. I mean, I've been in the field 15 years. And as I learn and I'm learning, you know, something very related to my job, it's so awesome to like learn something in class and then take it back to work and like instantly be able to like play with it, right? And try it and try it on. And then I've got students in my class that are way younger than me that are just coming off their bachelor's, they're in their master's program, but they have no work experience. Yeah. And they just don't have those real world scenarios or stories, right? To like bring to the table and add to the conversation. And I don't know, it's interesting going back older to school, and I can see why for an employee this is such a great thing to do, because you've got a little bit of that experience behind you. You sort of can relate to the material a little bit different, but then like you're learning new stuff, you're getting excited about what you're learning, and like instantly taking it back to work and like can play and try it on. It's pretty rad. So I just wanted to add that in.
No, it's a great point. We're so excited for you, right, in your journey. And we've seen a lot of the value and the impact with the ideas that you're bringing into a lot of our corporate social responsibility activities, right? So, you know, whether an individual is going to focus on a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or if you're going to a week event and seminar, right, part of that should be, how are you going to bring what you've learned back into the organization, right? What are we going to do better? I think that's a perfect example. And again, we're very excited to kind of celebrate that with you, but we're seeing the results of a lot of the ideas and the concepts that you're bringing back. So it's again, a great benefit to employees around continuing education. Again, whether it's a technology certification track, or, you know, it's a master's MBA type program, all great in terms of growing and retaining employees.
Yeah, and I think, thank you. I think just to kind of bring it back around, though, I mean, I had no intention of going back to school. This was sort of Red River sort of leading me, like, what's your professional development going to look like this year, right? And just sort of forcing me to go a little bit further. And I appreciate that so much, because I love every second. I forgot how much I love to learn new stuff. And I've always been like, my mom would be like, you literally cried on every last day of school. I'd be like, so upset. I'm going to miss my teachers and my friends. And I just loved school, always loved learning. And I forgot for a bunch of years, right? You get in the work world and you're just like, oh, wait, I should do that other thing too. But it's brought so much to my life that I forgot about. And like I said, I think all businesses need to think about how are we encouraging our employees to continue to grow, because it really does benefit the business in the end, right? Even though it's really for that individual. So
it's really important, right? So you talk about the employee development plans that many of us have. So as good managers, right, we should constantly not only be asking ourselves, but our employees, how you're growing, how you're learning. And it could be as simple as, you know, I'm following this blog or, you know, this video series. I'm taking advantage of some LinkedIn learning things. It doesn't always have to be I'm going for a certification or another master's degree, because that's a higher level of value. But the risk should align to reward, right, in terms of new career opportunities and things of that nature. I think, you know, you speak to not only should we be setting up goals for ourselves, but also as, you know, within our teams, making sure that people have a growth and a career plan. In our academy program, we always talk about goals and the notion of making sure that you're aligning your personal and your professional goals, right? So if I said, boy, this is the summer I'm going to learn to surf, right, and I'm going to be at the beach, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, which is not a quick drive, right? Us live in the mountains. But at the same time, I'm also going to go after my master's degree. You created a conflict, right? I can't really do both of those successfully. And so, you know, right, because you've all the different great things that you do as a coach and a parent and a great employee, you've got to kind of manage that and find those hours, right, those weeks, right, that you're doing all the research and things. But again, just making sure that those goals aligned, and here you are about to hit the finish line. Now at my house, we always play a little Alice Cooper, right? School's out, always on the last day.
Yes. Like to
throw papers and have fun. So
that's absolutely so close. I'm about a month out. I've got senioritis, I'll tell you that. So let's wrap this up. We're going to play a new segment called Rapid Fire Round. Are you up for a game?
I think so.
I feel like you're a great guinea pig for this. So I'll give you the rules. I'm going to give you just a quick question or a thought or something, and you just have to answer one word only, though. You can't, there's no explaining it. This is just hit me with straight facts.
Not one phrase, one word.
Exactly. Uh-oh. On the if it's like two words or something, sure.
I'll try to.
You can't go into it.
All right.
Okay. The last question, though, I'm going to let you. You can elaborate if you want, but I'll let you know when it's time. So,
got it.
All right. Favorite season.
Oh.
That's cheating. Okay.
One word.
Since you brought it up, ocean or mountains, where would you rather spend your time?
20 years ago, I would have said oceans. Today, I would say mountain.
That was too many words.
Mountain.
Okay. All right. Band or musician, artist that you can play on repeat and never get sick of?
Oh, boy. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ice cream flavor.
Chocolate.
Okay. You said that like you were asking me if it was right. I'm not sure. Chocolate's great. All right. Last question, so you can go a little further. You have all the money, unlimited amount of funds, but you have to give it away. So which nonprofit, charity, cause are you giving all your money to?
I would probably align to our local parks and recreation department. Having been involved, like yourself, with coaching and youth sports forever, I think great opportunity for families, for students. They never have enough fields. They never have enough equipment. So that would be where my money would go.
Love that. Start local, go global.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, this has been so fun. Is there anything else you want to tell us about, or do you feel like we covered it all today?
You know, if people want to learn more about some of the topics that we've talked about on the webpage, right, there's great links to our Think Smart program, to our academy, to our educational services. Yeah, but thank you very much. You know, excited to be here, and yeah, looking forward to more of these great podcasts and content that you're creating.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that was a fun chat. Hopefully you enjoyed hearing from Richard about his role and why developing your staff is so critical to both your business, but also to the individual themselves. Willie Nelson was unexpected, but very fun. And hopefully you enjoyed that new segment. Like he mentioned, if you want to learn more about Red River or any of our programs, check out redriver.com. Richard is also really active on social, so give him a follow there. And as always, tune in next time to be inspired. Thank you.